I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. And I'm so excited to introduce you to some of you. Jane Pena, she's Theater Muse Literary Associate and Office Manager as well. Jane, welcome to CCO.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you. My goodness, Theater Mu announces the members of its new emerging playwrights circle, and I want to hear all about it. Go.
Thank you so much. This we've been planning this for kind of a very long time between myself and I'm on the literary committee at Mu with artistic director and with artistic associate Annie Wang, and we have been Annie and I kind of had this idea for a playwright circle, a writer's group, specifically for Asian American artists who maybe haven't had opportunities to writer's groups like this before. And we just kept talking about it and just got so excited about it. And we're just so excited that it's finally happening. It's gotten pushed back a couple of times due to scheduling things, but it's happening this July and will be for incredible new writers that we'll be with, we'll be meeting for the next 8 weeks to just all things playwriting, basically. We're so excited.
You know, Theater Mu has a quite a gift in expanding the artist development programming and by introducing the Mu Emerging Playwright Circle. I'm amazed at how many things that you guys do. It's really quite remarkable, and you have such excellence in what you do. This is for Asian Americans, correct? I just want to make sure I have that. Okay, and this is at the genesis of their playwriting career, so I can imagine how excited they all are, and all have been chosen. They are now a cohort, and how is that working for them now?
Yes, we're so excited. So we have not started yet. Our first session is in July, but we've been in communication, and you know, all the applications were just so incredible. You know, Annie and I were just so excited to. I read everybody's expressing this really excited desire for a community and a supportive community, you know, of writers just to support each other and just to throw ideas around with each other. You know, we've been talking over email so far, and we're all just so excited to get started, you know.
Can you tell us the names of the four?
Yes, definitely. So we have Philip de Sala Silva, Emma Lai, Katie Rain, and Sunny Tao, four really, really great new writers.
How are they responding to you now that you've done this? I mean, this was your idea. You've put this together. And I can imagine that they know what this means. This can really increase not just what they are learning, but kind of open up their possibilities, you know, being able to create. That's a really big thing for artists. So knowing that you have done this for them, first of all, I want to say thank you. That's a really big, big deal. So I hope you know that.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet.
So what are you hearing from them once they found out that they were going to be a part of this in July? Were they excited? Were they terribly scared?
You know, a little bit of both. I think we all feel a little bit of that. I mean, yeah, I think the whole idea of being able to talk to each other and also just taking in each other's art as well. And then we're also partnering with some other theaters in town as well, just to be able to have access to see other art that's happening, other theater, and really just to be able to expand access for each of them. You know, I talked to one person who kind of said to me that they kept saying to themselves, is it real? Did I actually get to be part of this? You know, and we're just, I think it is such a brand new thing that, you know, people have just been hungry for, really. So, and that's something that Annie and I were talking about when we were first proposing this idea and thinking of bringing this forward, that it would be just such an incredible opportunity. And this is the first year that we're kind of trying this out. So we are working it out as we go along. And we keep coming up with new ideas of, oh, we can do this and then we can talk to other people, and who knows if we'll have time for all of it, but we're building it up as we go along.
Here's the thing I really appreciate from you is that this cohort is not just about the Asian Americans here. I mean, you're really mm-hmm. looking at expanding this, you know, Asian American theater at large is what you're looking at. And that is remarkable. This could be a big change in what you do as well as what these artists will do.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we've been thinking, you know, for right now, thinking locally with the writers that we have here in the Twin Cities, you know, we know that there are artists here that we want to get to know, and just continuing to expand that circle. We're just really excited.
Yeah. So the cohort will meet for the first time in July. Is that correct?
Yes, for the very first time. The hope is to have the first meeting happen in person. And from then on, we'll be over Zoom the following sessions.
And what are your expectations for the first meeting?
Ooh, a lot of nerves, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what it would be for me as well. But I can imagine how they are looking forward to learning. And so when you decided what this program was going to look like, can you give me four ideas of what you need to introduce to this cohort and have them work on so we are clear on what this means?
Yeah, I think one thing that Annie and I are really going to lean into is making sure that everyone comes out of this cohort with really clear goals for themselves as an artist. And so one thing we want to be able to produce is an artistic statement for the writers to be able to, in a few sentences or short paragraph, like be able to really, really articulate their mission as an individual and what they want their art to be about. And the same goes as well for the pieces that they create. You know, we didn't ask, when we opened up applications, we didn't ask for a full length play already, knowing that these would be newer writers. The hope is that they will be able to come out of this with a vision towards a full piece, whatever that means to them, whether that be a series of short plays, a full length play, a one act, but really this idea that the artists will be able to understand what is important to them and what best serves the stories that they want to tell. Because, you know, we all have those inside of us, and there's just so much possibility. It can be hard to narrow that down. So
isn't
we really want people to have these conversations. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And having these conversations and also getting a small stipend, I appreciate that as well, because we know how so many actors are really hurting or really need, no matter how small it is. Thank goodness there's something that they will receive in monetary. So that really matters to me. Also, the Twin Cities art scene, as well as comp tickets to productions by Artistry, Chan Hansen Dinner Theaters, Guthrie mm-hmm. Theater, History Theater, Lyric Arts, Minnesota Fringe Festival, and even Park Square Theater. So you have this huge family now involved, the family of theaters that are also involved in welcoming these students, correct?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, it's been wonderful. That was another one of our primary goals, was to be able to give access to these. So that is what the stipend is primarily for, is if there's a theater that we maybe didn't get to or couldn't coordinate with just for scheduling or what have you, we would be able to still at the end of the day be able to provide access to those. That was really important for us.
Yeah. Final question for you. As they move forward with this, this is a really big deal. And how many weeks is it lasting this summer?
Starting it will be 8 weeks. Yes.
8 weeks. My goodness. So you must be really excited to see what the end will be. And I'm so excited for you, excited for the Asian American artists that are the playwriters that are going to get so much work done and open up their horizons. So congratulations to you for coming and making this happen. This is a really big deal. So thank you, Jane. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right.
It's
you
so
take care
here.
Of yourself.
You.
You're welcome.
You as well.
All right, you guys, that's the bottom line. When you can do something like that, you are doing something. Seriously, when you can bring people together to make them better, to help make them better. And hey, usually they make us better as well. That was Jane Pena, Theater Move's literary associate and office manager. Please read about it. And if you happen to know any of them, please tell them that I said congratulations. That's a big deal.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.